Oh, I went to bed really loathing myself last night. I went to bed last night angry at myself. I'm fed up of logging on either a microblog or on here just how tired I am, when really deep down I know it's my fault. It's all my fault. Technically, the kid sleeps from 7 p.m. You know, and he's only really getting up once or twice now. So if I went to bed at 7 p.m, I could have 11 glorious hours nearly. I'm looking at a beautiful sunrise at the moment, so there are benefits, I suppose. But with that in mind, I have this condition. I have this issue that I really don't want to miss out on anything. I really don't want the weeks to follow on from each other so quickly. I try and push back Monday as far as possible. And for some reason, I think something amazing might just happen between the hours of 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. So when part of me is thinking I really should go to bed now, part of me won't let me. And I mean won't let me in kind of the strongest term, like I'm allergic to having an early night. Like, I really know deep down that this is the best thing for me. But it just doesn't happen. And now I'm thinking, as I'm walking catatonically through a field with the dog, why don't I just listen to my subconscious, my inner self, and just let myself go to bed early? There isn't really that much of productive time. I end up doing what I did last night and watching some unbelievably naff film all the way through to the end. And then at the end, hate myself for it, going, why? Why did I watch that rubbish? That's another hour plus I could have had in bed. Clouds don't look particularly high today, and there is a pinkish red just spreading now across, nearly coming above me at this point, but mostly kind of from the horizon, a third of the way up the sky. Pretty amazing, pretty nice. Won't photograph just because it's still quite dim, like my mind will be all day, because I didn't listen to my subconscious and go to bed when I should have. It's crazy, and I'll go crazy if I don't get more than 4 hours sleep. Now I'm going to just hope that at some point in the day the kid wants to put his head down, because I'll just rush straight to bed and try and get 20 minutes, 20 glorious, delicious minutes. Never underestimate, never underestimate the power of sleep and how it keeps you sane and alert and compos mentis. And so on. Right, head back. Jump in the bath. Face the day firing on 3 cylinders. But again, it's my fault. Good morning.